John Bolton is out. President Trump fired his national security advisor today. Bolton was the third man to hold the job in the Trump White House and the most hawkish. The president released Bolton because of ongoing disagreements about how to handle major foreign policy issues like Iran, North Korea, and Afghanistan at the top of the list. Trump delivered the pink slip via Twitter. Bolton responded with a tweet of his own saying that he offered to resign. At a press conference today, reporters asked Secretary of State Mike Pompeo what exactly happened. Pompeo said the president asked for Bolton's resignation.
The president's entitled to the staff that he wants at any moment. This is a staff person who works directly for the president of the United States, and he should have people that he trusts and values and whose efforts and judgments benefit him in delivering American foreign policy. It's what, as cabinet member Secretary Mnuchin and I try and do each and every day, and when the president makes a decision like this, he's well within his rights to do so.
So could Bolton's departure prompt the Trump administration to pursue less hardline policies, like in dealing with Iran? Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin fielded that one.
I would say Secretary Pompeo and myself and the president are completely aligned on our maximum pressure campaign. I think you know we've done more sanctions on Iran than anybody, and it's absolutely working. Now, the president has made clear he's happy to take a meeting with no preconditions, but we are maintaining the maximum pressure campaign.
John Bolton's dismissal was not a great shock for many observers.
Well, I'm not really surprised.
Michael McFaul was U.S. ambassador in Moscow from 2012 to 2014.
Because it seemed that he had many foreign policy positions that were at odds with his boss, and that didn't seem like that was going to work for very long.
Yeah, so how does that impact U.S. national security?
Well, number one, he should have had somebody lined up before. It's never a good idea to have a gap with the national security advisor. And remember, this is not a position that needs Senate confirmation. They could have been lining that person up. And when he says he's going to announce next week, why isn't he announcing today? But number two, I think it means we're probably going to be in for a time of creativity, to put it diplomatically, with regards to President Trump's diplomacy. Remember, John Bolton, after all, was the person in the administration who was reluctant to go along with negotiations with Kim Jong-un and North Korea. He was more hardline, in my view, on Russia. I'm sure that did not go down well with President Trump. And I would be shocked if he was supportive of inviting the Taliban to Camp David. I think it's pretty clear from secondary sourcing that he was not a supporter of that. So you might see some, creative diplomatic initiatives and not necessarily ones that I think are in America's national interest.
A lot of people look at the White House and see Secretary of State Mike Pompeo as kind of the only guardrail left to keep the White House on the straight and narrow in terms of foreign policy. Do you see it that way, and how comfortable are you with that?
Well, with, the departure of Secretary Mattis at the Pentagon, now the departure of John Bolton, it's hard to see who else has any kind of gravitas within Trump's world when it comes to national security affairs. And remember, there's been a lot of speculation that Secretary Pompeo wants to run for Senate, and he's been getting ready to do that. So maybe this change will have him reconsider that and to stay in his job.
A lot of people will remember John Bolton for his aggressive stance on Iran and pushing for regime change. What do you think his legacy is going to be?
I don't think there's going to be much of a legacy. It'll be a non-legacy. And my guess is he's going to want to say bad deals were not done while I was national security advisor, right? Remember, especially on North Korea and now I think as well in Afghanistan, these are two deals that I don't think he supported. And so if they go forward, and especially if they fail, he'll be the one that will say, see, I told you so. But his legacy on Iran, I think, is going to be very mixed as well. They unwisely, in my view, pulled out of a deal with Iran, a nuclear deal that was working. They promised to get us a better deal, and we're now in, deep into year three of the Trump administration, and there's no sign whatsoever that strategy has been working. So the idea of a lot of pressure on Iran was going to get us a better nuclear deal. One of the key issues that Mr. Bolton focused on has so far not borne fruit.
That was former Ambassador Michael McFaul.